Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 124 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is tape or CD program number 226. If you'd like a copy of a CD or a audio tape, it's free of charge. And postage and handling is free of charge also. Just ask for program number 226 to specify whether you want an audio tape or a CD. Right now, let's listen to Rovan, the singer that I promoted in 1967. All right, let's put it here. Praise the Lord. That was Rivon. He was on my label for a while, but soon after I sold him to RCA Victor. I still have his album, but that album, that song is found on RCA Victor album. And if you want a copy, go to the record store, the better record store. Rivon is well known to be the world's greatest singer. All right, and now we go to the throne of the Lord. Isn't that something we're doing, the kingdom of heaven, and this is what that song is all about, is thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the kingdom of heaven. So the kingdom of, if the will, his will is done here on earth, then obviously the kingdom of heaven is arrived. It has arrived here on earth. Amen?
Amen.
And so those that are doing his will here, as his will is being done in the kingdom of heaven, then you are a person who is enjoying at the moment and on a continuous basis, say, the wealth of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And that's why there's so many people that have need to seek first the kingdom of heaven so health can be given to them, wealth to be able to provide for themselves and also to be able to help provide for others through you, so that people can see that Christ is in you, surely, because a person that is not of the Lord will never give their resources to a Christian, a true Christian work, to the kingdom of heaven here on earth. They don't do that. And there's so few people on this earth that will do that. The first thing the Lord wants you to give him is your life. He wants you to forsake, utterly forsake your old way of life. And in other words, this is called dying out to the world and becoming a member of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven so that God can bless you. If you don't, you are not under the blessings of the Lord. You may say, well, what about Rockefeller and all these people? Well, you know, the devil blesses people also here on earth, but a lot of times you'll see, if you are able to see, that there's something wrong with them. Like Rockefeller couldn't eat anything other than mother's milk. And so it doesn't make any difference if you have all the money in the world and you can't eat. And not only that, when he stands before God on Judgment Day, and he's already done that, I believe, that his soul is going to be frying, burning, and being tortured forever in the pit of hell, in the lake of fire. So, you know, what good would it profit a person to gain the whole world and lose their entire soul? Help the poor. Help the church of God, the true body of Christ here on earth, and stop giving to these buffoons. And everybody knows they're buffoons. You know, there's people that say, God wants us to enjoy everyday life. How could you enjoy everyday life if you're not helping poor people where children are starving to death? Like in Africa, we have Buster over there now. And he's telling us of the horrible conditions over there, where people don't even have a roof over their head. They don't have water. They don't have food. They don't have bathrooms. They don't have anything. And yet they love the Lord. This is so far removed from the people here in the United States. They're giving a lot of finances to some of these buffoons, these false prophets on television. And they don't even know who their names are over there. They don't know. They go over there maybe to send somebody there to preach to them, but there's nothing being done. They have a porridge or something that might be given. I don't know. They were somewhere in Africa, not where we're at all. We're at the poorest, the most depressed area of Africa. And that's where the real big need is there. It's needed all over. Buster's going all over Africa. There's a lot of phonies there, and we've weeded out a bunch of those so that we're not sending money or doing anything for people that are not interested in the Lord. If you're not interested in the Lord, in serving the Lord, then God will send your soul to hell, and I'm not going to help you. The Bible says that resist Satan, give no place to him, so I'm not even going to give you a penny. But if I see these people like Buster says he sees over there, we're going to help you for sure. If you really love the Lord, and we can tell. Okay, now let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint the service. Father, you've always anointed these services. It's always you. Lord, say what you will in this service so that souls can be saved and the church be strengthened and that the kingdom of heaven can be firmly established on this earth. In Jesus' name, I pray that and I thank you, Lord, for making me one of the kings. I mean, of course, you're my king, or I could not be a king unless you were my king. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now let's see. Where's the first letter from?
From Cameroon, Africa.
Okay.
Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and blessed Pastor Alamo and your team. It is exciting to know that God is using you to touch lives and reduce the grief we feel each day as we see that a lot of people are getting to know our Lord Jesus Christ through you. God has led us to begin a new ministry in this part of the world in Africa, and I know your books and newsletters would increase the work of God out here, even in our ministry. I came across your newsletters while seeking materials for evangelism and thought it was a gold mine packaged by the Holy Spirit as many souls come to the Lord through them. Bless the God of Jesus Christ who is using you to put out such truth to this conformed world, such as they are no longer conformed. My encouragements I send in the name of Jesus, and we will say a word of prayer to the Almighty God to keep raising you and the saints beyond all principalities and powers towards glory to glory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in need of evangelical materials, Bibles, the Messiah book, and a host of your literature in both French and English that will effectively advance the work of God out here. Cameroon is a bilingual country. God's blessings I wish to you and the brothers in Christ out there with you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Philip from Yaoundé, Cameroon, Africa.
Praise the Lord. You notice he didn't ask for money, he didn't ask for food, didn't ask for water, he asked for more material, just like they're telling Buster there, and he says you can see Jesus over every one of their faces. God bless you, brother, and I know that you're of the Lord, and I covet your prayers, because I've got a tickle in my lungs, and I sure like it to go, because it's been causing me some coughing problems. The devil has really been attacking me that way. There's not hardly anyone here in the United States that I would trust to pray for me, but I trust you, brother, and the other ones in letters that we get from Africa, India, Philippines. I know you're of the Lord. Okay, then what?
Then from India, dear brother Tony Alamo, greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God for your anointed ministry, which reaches many countries in this world for Christ. You are doing a good job to take many lost souls into Christ in these last days. And we praise our Lord Jesus for your good works to the glory of the Most High God, whom we are serving effectively through using your literature. Thank you for your commitment to Jesus Christ and your dedication to win lost souls for Christ. Your good works to the glory of the Most High God are radiating in us and inspiring us to do the Lord's work to win souls for his glory. We always thank God for all of you and mention you in our every prayer. May God continue to bless and prosper you with a double portion of his blessing and anointing. Please remember us in your prayers. I look forward to hearing from you. Your brother, Yadu, from Pathapadu, South India.
All right, you notice he didn't ask for money, didn't ask for food, didn't ask for clothes, just bore literature. And brother, I pray that you'll pray for me also. I'm praying for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them everything that they need and make it run over in Jesus' name. I got this tickle in my lungs, and I've been asking people here in the United States to pray for me, and it's still there. So I know that there can't be hardly anybody, if any, praying for me. So you people out there do that. I have confidence in that God answers your prayers. And then what?
And from Nigeria, Africa. Dear Sir, Brother Tony Alamo, Calvary greetings to you from Nigeria, where Jesus is also Lord. I praise and magnify the Lord for what he has done for me when I listen to your program on Radio Africa. Your powerful message teaches me the truth, and now the truth has set me free. At first, I have no peace of mind, but now Christ has given me peace of mind. Kindly send me a copy of the complete Bible for me to continue in the ways of God. May God bless you is my prayer. Yours in Christ, Ezekiel from Oyo State, Nigeria, Africa.
All right, praise the Lord. And I ask that you will pray also for me, for this tickle in my lungs that it goes away again, because it's still there, and I've asked people to pray for me here. But I trust you people very much over there. This person also did not ask for money, food, or clothes, or anything. Those people over in where we are in Africa now didn't ask for bathrooms or living facilities or anything. And yet, because we saw the conditions there, and Buster told me, I says, oh my God, immediately have them dig toilets. Those people had no direction. Nobody told them to dig themselves or to do carpenter work over there to build toilets. They have a need of about 2,000 toilets in that vicinity there. And I'm going to do everything in my power to instruct them how to dig. And there's like millions of them. And if they'll dig, and it's no time at all that they'll have 2,000 toilets. Amen?
Amen.
No time at all. And when they were told what I said, they said, we will do everything Pastor Alamo says to do. And they went to the hardware store and got themselves these pickaxes and shovels, and they already have one toilet, which they didn't even have one before. I told Buster, tell them to just keep digging all over the place there, and let's get them to where they have a place that they can go have privacy and go to the bathroom. Okay, and that we're building shelters for them, and we bought water tanks for them and arranged for water trucks to bring them water. And so they have immediate water. I told him to drill wells, and he says, I don't know, there's some problem with digging wells up there, and it has to go down too deep, he said. But there'll be places where we can dig the wells. But anyway, let's get on with the message that we started yesterday regarding the purpose that the Lord came into this world. And the very, very first message that he brought to the people in Israel after he had been baptized and anointed with the Holy Spirit and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights by Satan and did not yield to any, he did not break any of the commandments of the Lord. He yielded unto the Holy Spirit. And then he went down into the country and started preaching, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And in other words, the kingdom of heaven has arrived on earth. It's here on earth. And there are some people that pay no mind that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. They most of them certainly know that it's not in them, because they don't walk by the Spirit. And all these evangelists say you can't be perfect. When the Lord commands us to be perfect, and I know that when you're in the Holy Spirit, you are perfect. There couldn't be any other thing to be if you're in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is perfect, and you're perfect. All right? You don't have to be a genius to believe the Lord. These people are totally uneducated in Africa, totally uneducated, and yet the kingdom of heaven is in them. And Buster says, he said, it's just so touching, it's unbelievable, because you don't see any anger or remorse or glaring at him like he's some evil creature for bringing forth the gospel. And I see anger towards myself all around me, because I know the Lord is testing me to see if I'll go through this kind of fire. And lately he's been telling me to put all those kind of people out of my presence, because he doesn't want me to go through that any longer. I put up with it long enough. Okay, so let's get back to the message.
The Lord Jesus Christ's purpose was to do the will of the Father. Reproof or revisiting the purpose of the Lord.
Yeah, so in other words, if you want to have the kingdom of heaven living in you, you have to revisit the scriptures that tell you that. Because the reproof of the word of the Lord is the way to eternal life. It's the way of life. So what you have to do on a daily basis is revisit the scriptures. You have to reprove yourself on a daily basis. Why? Because the Lord said so. Okay, and if you don't do that, well then, there's no way that the kingdom of heaven is going to be in you on a consistent basis. There's people that are some days up, and there's some days down. Some days happy, some days blue. And usually they're happy for the wrong reasons. But go ahead, read some more.
We must revisit in the scriptures the purpose, the assignments, and the major message of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, we have to go to, what is the purpose? What is your purpose? Why did you come here, Lord? Why? What's your purpose? What's the deal here? Okay, then what?
That is to receive the reproof.
so that we can receive the understanding of why he came to this earth and why he called us. He wants us to be like him. Amen?
Amen.
Not a little bit like him, but exactly like him. He doesn't want us to imitate him. He wants to be in us, representing himself, the kingdom of heaven, in us and through us, so that people can tell that truly the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. Is that simple?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
Just keep reproving ourselves, revisiting the scriptures that tell the causes to make our thoughts continually steadfast on what God's purpose is for you and I, human beings, to do on a daily basis.
So what is the purpose of God? Anybody?
To establish the kingdom of heaven on earth.
To establish it? Well, it would be better to have said to preach the kingdom of heaven on earth. Because you can't establish it unless you preach it. And you can't preach it unless you live it. And you can't know to say it unless you yourself are living it. So people's speech betrays them. Amen? That's what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
So you're found out. Then what? Hey, this is after I've just been saying these things over and over again. Okay, now keep going.
In order for us to be able to reprove our minds, our hearts, and our souls of the purpose of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the disciples tell the story in the gospel.
They tell the story of the purpose of, and so we need to read what his disciples said of him. In other words, what he said. Because, after all, this is God. And if you're too just God-awful, wonderful to listen to what God says, well, then you're no Christian at all. Don't say you are. Move out. Go with the world. Because you're a hypocrite, a phony, in other words. All right, then what?
The Lord's first public statement was made at the beginning of his earthly mission. Jesus was 30 years old. After he was baptized by his cousin John the Baptist and completed 40 days of fasting, in which he was tempted and overcame Satan's temptations, which attempted to cause Jesus to compromise his assignment.
Yeah, in other words, yeah, Jesus says this, but come on, you know, isn't that fanatical? Or Tony says this, but come on, let's all get together and whisper and talk bad about him. Let's think in our minds of what a creep he is, because he wants us to do what the Lord says. We think he's wrong for calling us creeps, because we don't do what the Lord says. And so we think he's got a bad disposition. And, you know, and of course they would say the same thing about Jesus, who actually did more than was more strict than I am, and if you're going to get into heaven, you have to be as strict as he is, where he took a whip and went into the temple and beat those people that were making the house of God into a house of merchandise. They were selling animal sacrifices and exchanging money and doing business as usual. Doing business as usual. In other words, they are not in the kingdom of God. They're in the world. They say, who gave you the authority to do this kind of stuff? So he told them to show me a penny. And who's in scripture? Whose imprint is on here? Whose face is on here? I said, Caesar. He said that in one place. Amen?
Amen.
He said, well, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and render unto God that which is God's. Amen?
Amen.
Well, he said, what belongs to God? The Bible says, all your heart, A-L-L, all your soul, A-L-L, all your mind, all of it, A-L-L, capital A-L-L, and all your strength, all of it. So what belongs to Caesar? Huh?
Nothing.
Nothing. Because everything, Caesar's not ever going to get you into heaven. He'll get you so into hell. But the Lord wants all your attention, and if you do, there isn't anything Caesar can do to you. He can't stop you from going to heaven. If you listen to him, or anybody else other than the Lord, who tells you to obey those that have the rule over you, and you don't like that scripture, then that means you don't like God's word. If you don't like God's word, you're going to hell. Anyone, I don't care who you are. You're going to hell. I don't care if you're President Bush, the Pope, anybody like that. And it's obvious that you people don't believe in the Word of God. You don't honor the Word of God. And therefore, you will spend eternity in the lake of fire unless you repent. Now, God's will is that you repent, and my will is that you repent. But if you don't, there's not going to be any escape for you. You're going to hell and the lake of fire, and you're going to be very sad that you're sorry, and you're going to scream your head off. And if it were just for a day or a couple of days or a week, that would be one thing, but it's forever. And eternity is just ever and ever and ever. Okay, then what?
He was tempted and overcame Satan's temptations, which attempted to cause Jesus to compromise his assignment, his purpose.
Which
his
would have caused Jesus to compromise with the devil. Okay. Like they're telling the Jews in Israel to compromise with the devil right now. Compromise. You know, give some of your land away until they've given everything away except a little sliver of land over there. And here are the Arabs that are already living in all the things that God has given them. You can't compromise with the devil. You can't sit down and because he'll take everything you've got. He'll take your soul. You can't deal with the devil. You can't barter with him. And so don't even try. You have to resist him and be like Jesus, who never bartered with him at all. All right? Then what?
After the 40 days of fasting without food or water, Jesus began to preach, quote, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
Quote, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In other words, at hand means that is arrived. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Meaning repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
It's near, it's at hand, it's arrived. It's right in front of you. Then what?
The words, quote, "at hand," unquote, means has arrived, is here now. His first declaration of his doctrine in the Bible is the kingdom, not of religion.
Yeah. He didn't come preaching a religion. He didn't come preaching Catholicism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Shintoism, or any other ism. He came preaching the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And that the kingdom of heaven lives in you. And that is totally opposite of religion. Okay, then what?
In essence, he brought forth the government of God, a government on earth.
A government of the kingdom of heaven. For you to live in its government rather than the world's government. Then what?
Other statements by the Lord concerning his purposes and assignments on earth are, "As you go, preach this message." Quote, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand," unquote.
I'm going to list a whole bunch of scriptures here where it mentions, "As you go, preach ye, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." I asked my son Simon, you know, what do you tell people on the street? He said, "Well, we don't try to tell them so much, we just try to get them into church." Well, I said, "Well, you're not ready to go out ministering then. You're going to have to listen to this message I'm going to bring today. You have to tell them, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Well, if you're too squeamish to do that and you think that's just sounding too antiquated or too antique, but then don't go on the streets, because I don't want you on the... God doesn't want you on the streets, and I don't either. You have to obey the Lord if you're going to be a Christian. Then what?
That was Matthew chapter 10, verse 7. This was his instructions to his disciples. Another one is, quote, "If I cast out demons, or drive out demons, by the Spirit of God than the kingdom of heaven.
Well, say it more profoundly. If I cast out demons and devils by the Spirit, by the figure of God, then obviously the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That has no force. Sink to force. A Christian? Come on, read it with power.
If I cast out demons or drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, has come upon you.
Yes, Matthew. It is right here in front of you. There's nothing of the world that can cast out devils. The kingdom of heaven, the Spirit of God, is the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what?
That's Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Another one is, quote...
Another scripture is, quote...
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants, unquote. Matthew chapter 18, verse 23.
Right. The old account is settled long ago. Let's get your account straight. You want to be in heaven and stay out of hell in the lake of fire? Then let's settle up here. Give your life, lay it down, and die out to your old way of life, and let me live in you at the kingdom of heaven. And then get out there and start preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then what?
Another scripture is, quote, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in...
So it's the gospel of the good news, the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Okay? That's the good news, is that heaven is now on earth. Amen?
Amen.
It's now on earth. Thank God there isn't just the corruption that you see. But there's so much corruption because so few people have received the kingdom of heaven in their spirit, in their heart, and they're not living the kingdom life here on earth as Jesus did. Then what?
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world.
The gospel... The good news that the kingdom of heaven is here will be preached throughout the entire world. And then what?
As a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
As a testimony of what? That the kingdom of heaven is here on earth, okay, in case you don't know. A testimony that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. How will that be a testimony? Because if everybody hears that message that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth, then the whole world has heard the testimony that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth, and people that were not embarrassed to say it will be children of the kingdom. If you're embarrassed of the kingdom, then the Lord will be ashamed of you also before his Father and the holy angels. Okay? How many people have come to attend the service tonight? None, sir. Oh, I see. The Bible says that we're to convince the people of the world to come into the house of God and to receive the kingdom of heaven. You've forgotten that. You know how to eat, sleep, and go to the bathroom, right? And to play. And to goof off. Then what?
That was Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Then he also said, quote, I must preach the gospel of the kingdom of God to the other towns also.
Preach what?
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
The truth of the kingdom of God. Now, some people look real cynical. No, those are people that will never preach the truth. They think it's a free ride, a free lunch. And they're here to bring false accusations against the dignities of God. And they're so satanic that they actually make their own mothers, fathers, and sisters and brothers believe their false statements rather than to be responsible for teaching them the truth of the kingdom of heaven on earth. How many people do you hear preach this gospel?
None.
All right, then what?
quote, I must preach the gospel of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent. And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea, unquote.
Because this is why he was sent. In other words, that's the purpose that he was sent, was to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. All right?
Amen.
Now, see, people need to reprove themselves with these scriptures on a daily basis. Why? Because I, by the Holy Spirit, say so. Then what?
Jesus said, quote, that's why I was sent, was to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, unquote.
Right. Okay, and so that's why so few people attend services, is because there's no zeal. And the Lord said you have to do it with zeal, in other words, or else he will spit you out of his mouth. That's in the book of Revelation. Then what?
That was Luke chapter 4, verse 43 through 44. Another scripture is, quote, after this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, or the good news that the kingdom of God is here on earth now and can be in you.
Well, see, they say, well, the gospel means the truth. But they never say the truth. The truth of what? What? The truth of what?
Of the kingdom of heaven.
No, that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. If the kingdom of heaven is in you, then you know that that's what you're preaching, is that God's coming soon to earth. Christ is coming soon because the earth is being filled up with the kingdom of heaven, and that the will of the Father is being done here on earth, as it says in the Lord's Prayer that Ravon sang before this message. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, then what?
That was Luke chapter 8, verse 1. Another statement is, quote, the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing, unquote.
Luke. Right. Now, how can anybody in this world that is worldly, that doesn't have the kingdom of heaven in them, how can they heal anyone? But if the kingdom of heaven is living, you know, I don't care who calls and asks for healing, I pray for them because the Bible says, and they get healed because the Bible says that those that believe, these signs shall follow all those that believe. Okay? And so people can know that the kingdom of heaven is in me and that I believe the gospel, that the kingdom of heaven is here, because they get healed when I pray for them. And I prayed for those that were dead, for a person that was dead, and he raised from the dead. And I prayed that it would stop raining, and it stops. I prayed for it to rain, and it rains. There's a person that said, let fire come down from the kingdom of heaven. His name was Elijah. Amen?
Amen.
And the fire came down. The Antichrist will pray that fire will come down from heaven, and it will. To deceive people so much that even the people of the kingdom of heaven, even the people that are here on earth, they might be deceived if they don't know the word of God. Because they'll say, Elijah must first come before Christ comes. And they'll say, oh my God, this Jew that is a pope, that is in, has moved from Rome into Israel, is now the Messiah. The Lord says, you know, you may look here and you look there. He says, people will say, come over here and see the Messiah is here. Or the Messiah has come, or he's coming. Look, this Elijah brought the fire down from heaven. That is not going to happen from a person other than a forerunner of Antichrist. They'll say he's Elijah. He'll be a Jew. And the Antichrist will be a Jew. And we just, there's somebody that I guess they either read the Bible very thoroughly or heard one of my messages or several of my messages on this years ago. He was just on television today about the Elijah, this Antichrist person bringing fire down from heaven. I think you were in there watching it with me, weren't you? That particular thing. Okay, then what?
That was Luke chapter 9, verse 11. Another statement that the Lord made was, quote, but seek his kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God.
First. Seek first. The first thing you do in the morning. And all throughout the day is seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then what?
And these things will be given to you as well. Unquote, Luke chapter 12.
They will be. It's a promise of God. He can't lie. Okay, healing. Casting out of devils, signs that follow you, raising the dead, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, and souls will be saved. But some of you people have already resigned yourself that you're going to hell and that you're just going to enjoy this present life as much as you can until your soul is flung into hell and then the lake of fire. I wouldn't be that crazy if I were you. I'd repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand telling you these things. Then what?
That was Luke chapter 12, verse 31. Another scripture is, quote, do not be afraid, little children, or little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom, meaning the kingdom of heaven. Luke chapter...
Yes. Luke what?
Chapter 12, verse 32.
Yeah, the Lord is pleased that you receive the kingdom of God. That's why he sent Jesus into the world, all the apostles and people like myself, to preach the kingdom of heaven to you, that you receive it, that your souls will not be slung or flung or whipped into hell and the lake of fire. He doesn't want you. It's pleasing for him to see you receive the kingdom and all of its benefits. What is it that you feel is worthy of sending your soul to hell that you're partaking in these days? Listening to your satanic sister or your satanic brothers or your satanic little friends? Is that what's so important, that you should listen to them rather than the Lord? Well, you shall spend eternity in the lake of fire with them, for listening to them instead of reproving them with the word of the Lord. You're a nothing to the Lord but chaff. Chaff is like dung of the earth. And that's why the Lord, those people over in Africa, most of them have been into many other religions, and the Lord allows them to live in dung. But the section that we're in, one of my churches, 50-some thousand people, are being blessed by the Lord, so he's pulling them out of the dunghill at the moment, because he knows his servant Tony will be used by the Lord to give them the wherewithal to get out of the dung heap. And then what?
Another scripture.
We're sending them 1,000 a week. We're sending them Bibles, literature, Messiah books, all these things on a weekly basis now. Then what?
Quote, the law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news, the gospel of the kingdom of God, is being preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it.
Everyone that will be there is forcing themselves into the kingdom of God. You have to force yourself. You have to discipline yourself to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. You have to take the kingdom of heaven by force and by violence. Doesn't the Bible say that?
Amen.
Those that are righteous, those that are right with God, that believe God is right and that their little pals are wrong, and that the Antichrist government is wrong, that the Antichrist media is wrong, and the Antichrist church out of Rome and all the other isms are wrong. But you force yourself into the kingdom with force and violence. Whatever it takes. I don't care if I get killed. I don't care if I die. I don't care if I get thrown into a fire like the three Hebrew children. I'm going to heaven. I'll force my way in with violence. No one is going to stop me. No force is going to stop me. I'm going by the force of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to live in the Spirit and get there. Okay, then what?
Everyone who gets into it must force his way into it. In other words, by force and violence. You must violently take it, because if you don't, shame on you.
You must forcefully and violently take it, for if you don't, shame on you. Then what?
Quote, it is easier for heaven and earth to disappear than for the least stroke of a pen, a jot or a tittle, to drop out of the law. Unquote, Luke chapter 16.
This is the law of the kingdom of God. You're not to be living by this law, this satanic law in this world, or to be adhering to it. If you're children of the kingdom, you're living by the law, the government of the kingdom of God. And you do it forcefully. And at the risk, forget the risk of your life, at perils of losing your temporal life, what do people live in this world for? Do people enjoy life any longer here on earth? The elite don't, because even if they have money, we have a person in the building and safety commissioner that's been coming against us for years and wouldn't let us build, and has allowed some of our people, the people out there, to live cramped up in the dorms, and they didn't even make those legal. They were like old, like storage, a building over next to the church. And so that man died just recently of cancer all over his body. And that has happened so many times. A judge that tried to get to subpoena Susie out of the hospital the day before she died, when she was in a coma. She had cancer and she died of it. And this man, I learned that he had cancer, so I called him up and I said, because the Lord says to do good to those that do evil. And I said, look, guys, if there's anything that we can do for you, I hear you've got cancer, you know, send some of the brothers over there to run errands for you. He said, I have my own church, Tony. I've got my own church. He says, I'm all right. I'm not going to die. A week or two later, he died and went to hell. Am I judging? I'm judging by the Word of God. I have no right to judge with my own judgment, but the Word of God says if you don't receive the kingdom of heaven, and if you love to torture and torment people here on earth, well, and if that's torture for me to tell you what the Lord says to do, well, then get out. Because I can't stand you if you think that doing the will of God is torture or oppression. You should be doing the will of the Lord willingly. Because if you don't do it willingly, there isn't anything you're going to get a reward for. You remember that. Okay, then what?
That was Luke chapter 16, verse 16 through 17. Here's another scripture. Quote, I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Unquote.
Yeah, you have to receive. You have to believe the Lord, just like a little kid believes their mother or dad. Here, son, here's something to eat. Okay, here, son, the Lord says, here's something for you to live eternally with. And if you don't receive that, then you're not going to enter the kingdom of God. But you're going to be spending eternity screaming your heads off. And the Bible says that more people, God has to enlarge hell because so many people have rejected His word, have rejected His kingdom, have rejected the good news that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. But all people can see on this earth is dung. And we see that too when we're in Africa and other places. But we know that we have the power of God within us to be able to rebuild and to pull people out of the fire, out of the dung, out of the stench. But if you want to still be living in that, right in that stench, there's prostitutes on the street. And I can imagine what they smell like and look like. So the average life of people over there is about 48 to 50 years old. Okay, what else?
Luke chapter 18, verse 17. That was the last one. Here's another scripture. Quote, I speak unto you a kingdom, just as my Father spoke unto me of a kingdom on me. Jesus said, quote, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place. Quote, you are a king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered,
Now, if you're going to have a kingdom, there has to be a king. Every king has a kingdom, or else what are you a king of? If you're of this world, then you're not a king. There's a king over you, and that's Satan. You're nothing if you think you're a king
or a prophet. You're just dung. Then what?
Jesus answered, You are right in saying I'm a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world.
Okay, so for this cause I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, because I'm here as a king to bring the kingdom of heaven into this world. And then he said that I have servants already here, and I'm the king of those servants. And so already the kingdom of heaven was established. Then what else on earth? And it has to keep growing like a mustard seed, and it just keeps growing until the whole earth is filled with his kingdom, and anything that's left is burnt. Permanently burnt. Then what?
For this cause I came into the world, to testify to the truth.
The truth of the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what else?
Everyone on this side of the truth hearkens or listens to me, unquote. John chapter 18, verse 36 through 37.
Yeah, are you on this side of the truth? Are you in the kingdom of heaven? If not, then you don't listen to the truth. And you've listened to a lie so much that you're so used to it that you don't want to get out of it. You're like the bums that don't want to leave Skid Row because anything different than Skid Row, they don't feel comfortable. Like there's a lot of people in prison when I was there for the gospel's sake. They say they really don't want to leave prison because they're comfortable there. They get three hot meals and a cot. And they don't have to pay bills. They just, you know, they just ride along. And they just have given up on life and given up on the Lord and given up on everything. They just like taking it easy. They like playing cards and going out pumping iron and all these different things. They don't mind being told, get up, go to bed now, turn off the lights, do this. They don't mind that because they feel insecure if Satan is not over them. Now, that's the same with people from Skid Row. They get so used to going and getting their cheese and bag of sugar and flour from the government, that their God is the government. They always got him to fall back on, the Antichrist government that gives him cheese and sugar. Okay, what else?
These are just a few of the statements made by Jesus concerning his purpose or his mission and message that he was preaching. It's obvious that his intent was to declare, establish, and invite all men, all human beings, to enter the kingdom of God.
I say my time is up again, but we've got much more of this message regarding the kingdom and the purpose of God, what he has purposed for you to do, and what you are to be, children of the kingdom. You're going to be so ashamed when you see the glory of the kingdom of heaven, and you're going to be so frightened when you see the bowels of hell open up and the pit of hell being cast, the people that are in hell be cast into the lake of fire. You're going to be so ashamed and so tortured, and you're going to hate yourself throughout eternity, and you're going to be pleading and begging, but the Lord will not hear you because you didn't hear him. Okay, until tomorrow, will be part 125, and if you'd like a copy of this message today, that's ask for program number 226. Mention whether you want a CD or audio tape, and it's free of charge, and so is the postage and handling. Right now, here's Sharon to tell you how to receive a copy.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. until tomorrow. Be sure to tune in because you're going to hear a great message then. Amen and amen.
Israel, my home, a nation that's so young in years. Israel, Israel, my home, was built out of blood and sweat and tears. Here I'll stay, never more to roam. In my heart, a dream has come true. Israel, Israel, my home. I'll give my life, my all.